We even find some similarities in the rejection of urban renewal and modernism in architecture by the 1960s and 70s. In the U.S., we find pushback from planners like Jane Jacobs and Paul Davidoff, as well as grassroots movements spurred by those whose neighborhoods were most affected. In Europe, we see some similar efforts maybe a decade later. Protests against urban renewal in Berlin, for example, led to a squatters movement and the birth of a more preservationist ethos in redevelopment. We see a renewed emphasis on renovating buildings rather than tearing them down, and on keeping people in their communities rather than displacing them.